For artists with physical disabilities, putting their vision on the canvas can be a matter of having the right technology. That's where our next guest comes in. Last year, he set aside a career as a metal sculptor and started working with artists and other people in the Madison area to build devices that help them make their ideas a reality. John Lash is the owner and lead artist at Mad Design Works. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Well, you've worked for years as a metal sculptor. What led you to get interested in making devices, unique devices, for people, including artists with disabilities?
Well, it wasn't so much getting interested in it as finally choosing to pursue that interest. Many years ago, I worked as a camp counselor at Camp Evergreen at Sheboygan, which is a camp that works with disabled individuals. And that's when I first became aware of the community. And I became aware at that time that there were many ways in which this community was not being well served. And then about 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with a disease called Kennedy's disease. It's a degenerative neuromuscular condition that, fortunately for me, is very slow to progress, but it has significantly affected my life. And those two things put together created and fostered this interest in assistive and adaptive technology. That, and I've always loved machines and moving parts and all of that. So combining all those interests has led me to where I am right now.
And I want to talk about one particular project that sounds super cool, a paint catapult for an artist. Can you talk us through this project a little?
Well, I was originally contacted by actually someone I knew back in Camp Evergreen. Jennifer Arnold is her name. And she knew that I was active as a metal sculptor and wondered if I could create something to help out this artist, Jeannie, with her painting process. She has only limited use of her left arm and really wanted to be a painter. She had a small catapult that she was using to throw paint at a canvas, kind of in the Jackson Pollock splatter paint style. But she didn't have a lot of control over direction and angle and force, and she wanted to expand her control, give herself a little agency in creating her own art. So I worked with Jeannie, spent a lot of time talking with her and trying to understand her process and what her goals were. And then I was able to create this catapult for her, and it was just a wonderful introduction to this world that I'm now immersing myself into.
I love this example because it would be one thing to mass produce a product that would kind of work for thousands of different people with a similar disability, and that's not what you did. You, it sounds like, really worked with her to try to craft something to her particular needs and interests, and that's how you work.
Yes, that is exactly my goal. 300 years ago, if you needed something built, you would go to the village tinker, and you'd be very close to that design and manufacturing process. But then along came the Industrial Revolution, mass production, economies of scale, and the process of designing and building has been slowly moving away from the end consumer. But I think we're at a point right now in technology where we can start to move it back towards that end consumer. One of the key things is the advent of additive manufacturing or 3D printing. This is a technology that allows you to very economically build very unique, very specific pieces in a reasonable time frame and without having to rely on the economy of scale to make it work. So that is one of the components that I think is going to help move manufacturing back to the people. And it's something that I'm very passionate about.
What other kind of projects have you done or are in the works that are other good examples of this?
Well, again, for Jeannie, she came back to me and said that she wanted to get into flow painting, which is a process where you pour paint on a canvas and tilt and rotate that canvas to allow the paint to slide around the canvas, and it produces some fantastic patterns and results. So I was able to make a tilt table for her, again, using mostly 3D printing and a few store-bought components that allowed her to tilt and rotate a canvas with only limited use of her left arm, and it's worked out great for her.
When I think back of on the tinker you mentioned or the blacksmith, I imagine a feeling of the pride of the crafting in that. Is that something you get out of this, that feeling like you've made something unique that exactly meets the needs of the people you're working with?
Oh, absolutely. I truly love the process of design. It's something that I'm very passionate about. And my goal in design is to really focus on the user experience. So if I've created something that allows someone to do what they want to do without focusing on the technology, the mechanics that they're using, and really be immersed in their activity. When design becomes invisible like that, that's really when I feel that sense of pride. That's really when my passion has been achieved.
Now, you do a lot of your work, I understand, at a local maker space. For people out there listening, thinking, I've got that tinker in me trying to get out, how would you encourage them to try to get started on whatever project is inspiring them?
Oh, there's a number of paths to follow. Certainly one of them is going to your local maker space, and we have two of them here in Madison, Sector 67 and the Bodgery, both excellent resources. But you don't have to go to a makerspace to do this. There is inexpensive or even free software available online that you can use to design whatever you want to design. And 3D printers are becoming very inexpensive, or you can pay a relatively small fee to have things printed for you. So I really believe that design is coming back to the people in that way.
And do you consider yourself a 21st century tinker?
Yeah, I would say so. And I'm very happy doing that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing the story with us. I love the work you're doing and then the art that's coming out of it from the people you're working with.
It's really a great thing for me to be able to do. I feel wonderful being a part of the community in that way.
John Lash is the owner and lead artist at Mad Design Works in Madison. He talked to us about his work making adaptive technologies for people, in particular artists, with disabilities.